views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say because the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries to the euro.
Oh, Dave, we can't hear you.
Sorry about that, Scotty. I was wondering, I said, something's wrong here. I didn't take myself off mute. Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And I want to just thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. And we have a live show for you. Today is April the 17th, 2018. And we have a live show for you. And I am your host, Dave, from L.A. Looking forward to today's show. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is our call-in number. If you would like to express your thoughts, an opinion, or if you have a question or comment that you would like to make, definitely do that there. Would love to hear from you. Okay, so hey, everyone, please continue to support the network, Black Talk Radio Network. Give a donation to the network. Go to the website for this network, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, just give a donation so this network can stay on air and continue to bring you what you have deemed as being necessary and important and relevant. So please engage that so this network can continue to go. Also, you can support the network by being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. BTR Community is the social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put together in order to give you a platform for social media activities without being as adversely affected. So please, for $24 a year, you can become a member with BTR Community, and there is a 30-day trial period, that free trial period that you can engage in just so you can see how the platform works and everything else, and then you can use it to your advantage, okay? Not like the other platforms, such as FedBook. We all know about that now. We've been talking about that for a very long time, and then lo and behold, boom, so much. It's not that we are so keen to everything else, but we ask questions and we don't believe the lies that the system tells, and we know that there's always a lie in the system, and FedBook was one of the biggest lies ever. Don't engage in it. Come on over to BTR Community, where you can actually have a more holistic social media activities in relationships with people. Can it be compromised? Yes, but one thing you definitely will be unsure of is that Black Talk BTR Community will not sell your identity to any bidder at all. So rest assured there. So with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. I want to get right into it. A lot of very, very important things that's going on in the world, and I want to get to it. Today's show is part two in the aftermath. Who is their God that we should trust? So, in, you know, they have on their currency, "In God we trust." Well, who's that God, and why should we trust? Who's the "we" and everything else? The "we" don't include me, and it really shouldn't include you at all, because you don't know who they talking about. So, and I have my ideas of who they talking about, and it ain't what you think. So, and the evidence points to that so overtly. So, but we need to talk about some real serious things and getting you prepared, because there's a big setup that's happening. And I just want to make this announcement really quickly that we are definitely on the verge of all-out World War III, and it is actually definitely setting itself into full motion quietly. Last night while we were on Tando Radio Show, and probably even now as we're on Tando Radio Show, Syria continues to be assaulted, and they were assaulted by Israel. By Israeli attacks yesterday. Some said that it was wrong, it was false, but no, what I think that was really happening, it was even some in the Syrian government said no, it may have been a fault. But what I think they're doing is that they're trying to cover up and everything because of what's going on behind the scenes. So this overall war now is about to really, really ramp it up, and I'll go over that. That's going to be a significant portion of today's show, but we're definitely going to get into finish from last night's shows, the false flags, and then we're going to take a look at how the military controls the United States here. So very, very, very important that we do. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Want to get you prepared for this as much as you can, because the setup is real. First article I posted from the Independent: the search for the truth in the rubble of Douma. One doctor's doubt over the chemical attack. Check out that article. There was no, in my opinion, that was a false flag. Was no chemical attack that was done by who the system is saying, but believe me, chemicals are being used. And now, one of the things that's very important from the overall Friday's assault in the further invasion of Syria, when the U.S., France, and Britain had sent up over 120 cruise missiles, and only less than a quarter of them got through. So they were very inefficient, but the targets that they targeted were actually chemical facilities. So you're going to bomb a chemical facility so that all of the actual chemicals that are there could be released into the atmosphere. It's big lies, y'all. All lies. Set up. Next article, I posted this one from, and this was in regard to what may have been happening last night while we were on Tando Radio Show. Israeli airstrike continues against Syrian position, one with Russian troops there. The war will not be televised. This whole thing is going to blow up. It is definitely going to blow up, and it's positioning itself, and I do believe that there is a media blackout so that no one, especially here, knows, but there's other parts of the world that they know what's up. People here don't, because guess who the overall target for the trap is? You, here, everyone. So check out that article. Syrian air defenses target missiles over Damascus. Check out that article. Next article, got this one, Press TV. UK embarrassed by the lack of firepower in the Syrian attack, of course. Next article, very, very important, from Press TV. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, recruiting thousands of African mercenaries. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are reportedly recruiting thousands of African mercenaries to serve in their military adventurisms overseas, including the bloody wars on Yemen, Saudi sources told today. And this is going to, you're going to see this play out as well. Ugly situation. The overall World War III has already kicked off. It's going to be announced, and it's going to be apparent to every person here. This is why you need to prepare as soon as possible. Now. And just because it's not on Cerebrally Naive Network and all that other stuff, don't believe them. Foolishness is what got us to believe cerebrally naive network and lying like a Fox News, and it kept us completely ignorant to what's really going on. Get away from that. Don't sip that straw. Don't drink that Kool-Aid. Next article from Sputnik News. False alarm sets off Syrian air defenses overnight. And that's the one. I don't think that that was the truth. It actually benefits Russia and Syria to put out that type of information. Don't think it's true. Now that the war has started, propaganda is going to be paramount. Paramount. So many different things is going to be coming out. Because once wars start, propaganda, man, it reigns supreme. Next article from Press TV. Iran, Turkey opens first LC in national currency. Iran and Turkey have opened their first letter of credit for business transactions in their national currencies as the two countries move to ditch the U.S. dollar and the euro in bilateral trade. They definitely going to attack Turkey in Iran for sure. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Pushback. Russia has answer to possible SWIFT cutoff. Debt sale banned by the U.S. Check out that article. Next article, got this one from wirepress.com. The first domino in Illinois. Data shows 400 other pension funds could trigger garnishment. Yeah, the economy, that is done. Pensions, done. Next article, the article of the day. Very, very, very important. From the Jerusalem Post. Israel plans for direct retaliatory attacks from Iran. Israel is preparing for a direct attack from Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps in response for a strike allegedly carried out by the Jewish state against an Iranian operating airbase in Syria, which killed 7 Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps soldiers. And not only did they do it the day before on Thursday, before the U.S. strike on Friday, but they actually did it last night as well. This whole thing is ramping up, and we'll touch on that. That is going to be a very, very important as soon as we get through what's in the news. Next article, L.A. Ramon posted the world's bank's troubling vision for the future of work. Check out that article. Next article, L.A. Ramon posted from the timeline.com. Rise the rent, lower the wages, and when workers strike, send in the troops. That actually was done, and that was a part of the poor man's riot on Washington, is what it's known for, and that's where the overall U.S. Marine General Smedley Butler had stepped in for the veterans that were striking and boycotting the U.S. treatment of not taking care of them. Pivotal thing in history that never really gets talked about. Next article, L.A. Ramon posted, Southwest airline flight makes emergency landing in Philadelphia. So that's been all on the news, on the mainstream news there. Check out that article. Man, they ain't taking care of these planes. Next article, Rise posted from The Verge. Cambridge uses other quizzes to gather Facebook data. Former employees testify. This whole thing was a sham. Next article, Rise posted to Interverse. Diamonds within rare meteorite reveals existence of a lost planet. Scientists examine samples of a type of a rare meteorite. So check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from Press TV. Here's the war has already been admitted. Here it is. Press TV, Saudi Arabia open to sending troops into Syria. That's from their foreign minister, has announced that the regime in Riyadh would be ready to send troops into Syria as part of a potential widening development led by the United States. Yes, that is all going to happen. Next article from Breitbart. Assad begins full assault to regain complete control of Damascus. Thomas sent that in. Check out that article. Next article, Thomas, this is the same thing that go along with the article we posted earlier today. Israel hints it could hit Iran Air Force in Syria. Check out that article, and that one was from Reuters as well. Next article, Thomas posted from the New York Times. Macron decries Europe's fascination with illiteracy. Oh, man. I can't say the word right now. I'm tongue-tied. Check out that article. Next article. Actually, Thomas posted this one: in an effort to shut down Telegram, Russia blocks Amazon, Google networks' addresses. This is Thomas said that this is Cyber War One, CW1 in full effect. Yep, I would definitely agree that Cyber War One is going to be fought. Next article, Thomas posted from Wall Street Journal: U.S. and U.K. jointly warn of Russia cyber attacks. And next article, Thomas posted from Yahoo. EU tells Turkey to be neighborly to win membership. So check out that article. And then also Thomas posted from Cerebrally Naive Money. The dollar is sliding, and that's great for American corporations. Excuse me, and that's great for corporate America. Check out that article. So, and then the last article, I got this one from Sputnik News. And this one was Israeli intel says that the strike on Syria was not effective against chemical weapons deterrence. So they are going to engage in that overall warfare. So that's what's in the news. So at any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. And the number is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And I just want to say, just before we get started, I spoke to you all yesterday about the incident that happened with a young lady. And what I didn't say, I really want to express to you, man, get as much information that you possibly can, particularly, and I have said this before, one of the best things that you can do is to take a EMT class, not for a grade, but just for the overall knowledge. But take it from a reputable university, community college, because that's so, so important. I know that because there's a lot of people that are working in professional positions that don't have a lot of experience, and you don't want that. You definitely want to know some of the basic things, because it's very, very, very extremely important. So, and also what I would say, while we're on Tando Radio Show today, everyone, please, please kind of monitor what's going on in the world, particularly in Syria, because I anticipate Israel to have a major, major offensive in Israel that can trigger off a lot of stuff. And then that's going to be a part of today's show. So we're going to get to that. So, but before we get going, I think we got a caller in queue. I think it's my man Thomas out of New York. Thomas, welcome to Tando Radio Show, bro. What say you?
Peace, Dave, man. I just wanted to say what you was talking about, the little girl yesterday. And then Scott came in and he mentioned a drunk driver. And I wanted to say that cholesterol, if you study cholesterol, what the true purpose of it is in your body is that split second before impact, it'll push all that cholesterol toward where that impact is going to come. And I find that in young children, they're able to do that better than the older people. And for some reason, drunk people. Thank you.
But, wait. Yeah, Thomas, man, that's the first time I ever heard something like that. And, there's a lot of things that, just the overall, just from what the great creator has given our bodies to being able to do amazing things. So cholesterol, one of its functions that you found is that for trauma, that the cholesterol will actually, and that being the body being able to sense it or whatever, be ready to embrace it, and then it will send that. And let me tell you something, the bloodstream is so fast, it can definitely do that, and it can definitely bring cholesterol to it. Right, exactly.
And that's the same reason why you get the football players with CT, with whatever that brain augment is. When they used to have the leather helmets and they could see better in their peripheral, you never had concussions because you saw it coming, so you brace for it. Your body, you don't see it coming. That's why the quarterbacks always get it. They get hit from behind. They never saw it coming. Their body didn't prepare for it.
Wow. And that definitely probably, I'm not surprised. That's amazing, because the body does some amazing things. And I'm going to tell you, this young lady had no chance to respond to it. And I'm like, how is her How is her facial? How could she not have any facial fractures? But I don't know because I was very concerned about it. I just expected, skull fracture, facial fracture, orbital, everything, because she hit face first into a truck's metal fender and dented the daggone fender. I don't know how it is in the middle. So that takes a lot of force, a lot of kinetic energy to do that. And Thomas, that's something that's amazing. I'm gonna take a look at that and research that too, because that's amazing, and I wouldn't be surprised, bro. So kind of makes sense. So cholesterol is there for a reason, and man actually causes it to work in a different way that it can be adversarial, but we don't even know really, because we have lost a lot of our overall medical education to be able to tell when these institutions are bold-faced liars about different things. And I say that they bold-faced liars about damn near everything. So, man, great call, Thomas. Jump in at any time, man. Was that what you wanted to say, bro?
I was gonna say it yesterday, but I didn't want to go all the way back to the beginning and take it off topic. So when you mentioned it again today, I was like, why did I write cholesterol there? And I said, oh, that's what I wanted to say. So yeah.
Man, I'm glad you did. So very, very important. And I'm going to try to check up on the young lady, because then I will let you all know as well. So, man, great, great call. Great, great information. We'll definitely want to I'm very interested in that. So we'll get back to that. All right. So we got another caller in queue. Is my man Roz. Roz, what say you? Go ahead, bro.
Hey, peace and love. How you doing?
Peace.
Thomas, everybody. I wanted to kind of jump piggyback off of what Thomas was saying, because he's absolutely correct. And there's two types of cholesterol. One is good and one is bad. Most times when people eat the wrong things, they end up partaking of the negative cholesterol, which is damaging. But cholesterol does that. And another thing that also does, and I've talked about this before, is what's known as the endocannabinol system. And that is the system, the part of the nervous system that creates its own marijuana. One of the major things that that endocannabinol system does is help the body heal from trauma, and especially the nervous system. And the vast majority of people in this world today, because of how we eat and the processed foods we eat, are actually endocannabinol deficient. And that's one of the reasons so many people actually utilize cannabis today, is because they're making up for what's missing. And actually they found that it can, and it also functions in fatty cells. The brain is actually fatty cells. Cholesterol is also fatty cells. When you partake of marijuana, it bonds to your fat cell system. So it enhances cholesterol's ability to protect the body from trauma, and it also facilitates healing of the nervous system. Actually, CBD, which is the non-psychoactive part of the cannabis plant, has been shown to actually help with Alzheimer's and even reverse some of those symptoms, and also helps with all kinds of nervous system damage and trauma. And because the vast majority of people are deficient in that, and I've posted really extensive scientific articles on the endocannabinol system, I implore people to read about it and really research it, because with CBD, you can utilize it to help with seizures and all kinds of things. That's how good it helps with the nervous system. They had a woman in Philly last month or 2 months ago, a white female, who had a son that had over 500 what they call grand mal seizures, which are basically deadly. He had over 500 of those per day, and she actually went in front of their committee to push for Philadelphia and Pennsylvania as a state to allow legalized medical marijuana, because when her son got a hold of CBD, he went from 500 seizures a day to less than 50 a day. So there it is. If you just research that and study it, it's called the endocannabinol system, and you'll find extensive information on how it helps the body to heal from trauma, and especially the nervous system in itself. That is one of the things, if you ever watch like nature shows, and you'll see like a lion get gored in its side by a buffalo. And, of course, lions don't have a doctor they could go to. They just have to make sure the wound is clean and try and get as much sustenance by getting energy in their system so the body can heal itself. Now, when they go through those severe traumas, that's when the endocannabinol system kicks in, and it dampens the pain, and it allows their body to heal properly. So I just wanted to toss that out there and piggyback off of what Thomas said, because he did drop something very, very powerful and very accurate. Thank you, brother, and I'll mute myself.
Yeah, you know, and from that, very familiar with that, and you know, vitamin D also supplements all of that. And so now that makes sense when Thomas, and I thought about vitamin D3 and how vitamin D3 works with cholesterol. Makes all the, because that's how the body works. It actually has collective prudence with many other things. And all of these things we are completely deficient of from our overall, from the standpoint of what's essential. This is why they push out people having sunblock and all this other stuff. They're vitamin D deficient completely. So that vitamin D, and then once I thought about that, vitamin D3 works with that, and then I can see how vitamin D3 works with good cholesterol, which Thomas was talking about, makes all the sense in the world. See, this is why it's very, very important. This is why I love Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, all of our listeners and callers. It's just, this is collective prudence. We should be sharing this type of stuff because it does make a huge, huge, important difference. So, great, great calls, Thomas and Roz. Thank you for that information. We need to probably do some health stuff. We got to get some good, real good health people. And you know, I'm going to tell y'all, I have some, you know, because of what they're doing with some of the holistic doctors, you know, I definitely would say to you, check, find those people out. But, you know, I don't try to promote them because they're under enough. They're really, really under enough, and they're definitely being targeted. And that information that they have is vital, because a lot of that information that they have, we would be passing down in our culture, but because we don't have a culture anymore, all we have is fads, we don't get this type of stuff. So greatly appreciate that. Important stuff. So, all right, let's jump into today's show. And I want to say, without a doubt, World War III has already started and is going to lead into GW1, Global Nuclear War One, and as my man Thomas has coined and phrased, CW1, Cyber War One. Cyber War One. I like that. So, but let's, there's a lot of things that's going on, and the reason why all of these nations are moving into Syria, because Syria is pivotal because of the amount of oil that it has in country, along with Iran, and because of the pipeline and the gas pipeline that's going to be going through, and because of the economic importance of the future. Whoever has that will be the overall monetary policy creators for the world. So this is why this isn't going to get turned off. This is going to go into full-blown confrontation, both conventional and, I do believe, nuclear as well. Hold on. Scotty, take over from me real quick if someone is at the door. Hold on a second.
All right, greetings. This is Scotty, your station manager, as Dave handles something that's going on at his house. Yeah, I just had to say, be careful about the news you consume, especially from Western media. I saw an interview, Jamal, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Jamal Thomas, and he has a YouTube channel that I find very, very informative, a guy who really brings some excellent analysis that comes through his research. But he had Ed Schultz.
Okay, I'm back.
He had Ed
back,
Schultz
Scotty.
On this. I hear you, Dave. He had Ed Schultz on his program today. And Ed Schultz revealed why he was fired from MSNBC. And he said that he did not have any kind of autonomy when he worked for MSNBC, that they even told him to kill coverage where he had set up an interview with Bernie Sanders about to announce his candidacy, and they called him and canceled and said, you're not covering that, and send him to Baltimore to cover something else. And so, you know, the media is bought and paid for, and they use it to control your minds, as Michael Mack said. So always, always, you know, do your own research. You want to get several sources and compare to confirm or to, you know, show that, you know, it may not be true and it could be state propaganda. So I'm gonna try to get that posted to BTR community. But Jamal Thomas, I think, is an excellent YouTube channel to follow.
My man, thanks, Scotty. And so I came in on some of the stuff that Scotty said, so I'm gonna be looking forward to that as well. So getting back to very, very significant, the World War III has already started. As I said, last night there was reports that there was another missile attack in Syria that was carried out by Israel. Then it was reported that that was not true, but if you look at it strategically, that's what Syria wanted to say and Russia wanted to say, because what they want to do is they want to downplay their overall moves, in my opinion, which is going to implode. So there's a very important article that I posted inside of BTR community. This came from the Jerusalem Post. So let me just read this really quickly, and it's posted there in BTR community. It says, Israel planning for direct retaliatory attack from Iran. Let me move this down. Of course, you all know my internet. So here it is. Oops. Here we go. You need to know this. Back on. All right, here we go. No, not yet. All right, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps is believed to be planning an attack in retaliation for the alleged Israeli strike on T4 air base in Syria last week. They did that last week, one day before the U.S., France, and Britain had engaged in cruise missile attacks on Syria that were ineffective and insufficient. Didn't do anything. It actually showed the overall strength of Syria operating some of its Russian air defense equipment, where only out of, they say, what was it, a quarter of their overall missiles even made impact, and you don't know what kind of impact that they've made. Impact of on target, or actually impacted the ground from being shot down. Those are impacts as well. So that is, you know, very, very important. Now, here we go. Here's what has been said. First photos emerge from Syrian base allegedly targeted by Israeli strikes. Israel is preparing for a cross-border attack. You hear that? See that again. Israel is preparing for a cross-border attack by the Revolutionary Guard Corps in response for a strike allegedly carried out by the Jewish state against an Iranian operating airbase in Syria that killed seven of its soldiers. Israel believes that the attack will come in the form of a precision-guided missile or aimed drones launched from a base in Syria by the IRGC, which stands for the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps itself, not by proxies, as wars were done before. Under the command of the Iranian forces, the article goes on. Let me move this down. Israel will react strongly. Oh, man, hold on. Let me slow this down. It jumped too far, and I lost my place. Come on, Paige, stop playing. All right. Here we go. Israel will react strongly to any Iranian actions from inside Syria, a senior IDF source told Sky News in Arabic, adding that Iran plans to attack Israel from Syria. Aerial photos of Iranian base in Syria were released Tuesday morning. That was basically last night, but Tuesday morning, that showed Tehran has increased the scope of its military relationship with the Assad regime under the auspice of IRGC's Air Force commanding Brigadier General. And it shows pictures of the base, satellite photos of the base. Now, remember what has happened before in the false flags. We went over some of the false flags, and we'll go over the rest of them today. We need to pick up in 1990, Iraq wars, where we left off. Remember how all these other governments in Israel has been known to do this many, many times before. Israel is actually instigating and starting and will ensure that World War III will jump off. But I don't think that this time they're going to have more than what they can deal with. Article goes on. The source stated that the civilian airlines, Smagra Air and Punja Cargo Air, are used by the IRGC as a front for military flights, bringing in soldiers and weapons to boast the Iranian military presence. According to the pictures, the IRGC has established several bases in Syria, including a military base in the Deir al-Zor province in eastern Syria, where planes transporting weapons from Iran to Syria can be seen. The aerial intelligence photo shows five air bases with the IRGC presence: TP4 Aleppo, Deir al-Zor, Damascus International Airport, and other airfields south of the capital. Move this down. This is from the Jerusalem Post. Let me move this down. I'm basically asking it to move down. Okay, so they show the overall mapping. Definitely go to BTR community so you can read this article for yourself and be well informed, because this is why you should be preparing. There's no turning back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. The photos reportedly illustrate how Tehran remains capable of flying in surface-to-surface missiles to the war-torn country, as well as unmanned aerial vehicles under the guidance of humanitarian aid. Now, let me just say this. Israel has the audacity to say anything about what Iran is going to do when they attack Syria and Iran. They've been attacking these countries for years. And now they're going to get their little panties in the bunch, because now they're getting tired of it and they're going to defend themselves now. What did you expect that was going to happen? So now, goes on. The release photos come ahead of the Iranian National Guard Army Day on Wednesday. The release of the photos comes ahead of the Iran's National Army Day on Wednesday, when Israel also begins marking its 70th Independence Day in the evening. Those ritual practices, they like to do those things. So the aerial photos show some planes. Tensions have risen dramatically between the two countries following the infiltration of an Iranian drone into northern Israel, which the IDF on Friday said was armed and on an attack mission against the Jewish state. Last week, an alleged Israeli strike on Syria's T4 air base in Hormuz provided Providence killed seven Iranian soldiers, including a colonel who led the drone unit operating out of the base. A senior IDF official confirmed to the New York Times on Monday that Israel was behind the attack, stating that the February incidents opened a new period between the Jewish state and the Islamic Republic. This is the first time that we saw Iran itself do something against Israel, not by proxy, he said, adding that the strike on the Iranians' T4 was the first time that we've attacked live Iranian targets, both facilities and people. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an act of war. It actually has already started. This is the first, and they're now admitting, this is the first time that they've actively targeted facilities specifically run by the Iranians with their military personnel, military facilities with military personnel. Following these strikes, the top aide to Iranian supreme leader warned that Israel should be waiting for a powerful response to the strikes on the airfield, saying it will not remain unanswered. The Khomeini representative to the IRCG continued, "If Israel wants to continue its treacherous existence, it should avoid stupid measures. If they give an excuse to Iran, move this down. Tel Aviv and Haifa will be destroyed. Those are major cities inside of Israel." So the Iranian officials said that they're going to target Tel Aviv and Haifa. Very, very important. I'll tell you why that's so important. One second. Okay. So let me scroll this down. Sorry, you all. My computer is running a little slow. Okay, here we go. Yes, not. Okay, that was the end of the article. It took too long. Now, here's the significance of that. Let me tell you something about Israel, which you all should already know. They know that the Iranians are about to strike Tel Aviv and Haifa, which they can't afford to happen at all. They're going to do a preemptive strike. And all of this, years and years later, we're going to hear about the false flag about this whole thing. And when they do a preemptive strike on Iran, on Syria, and they're going to target Russian military inside of Syria as well, all hell will break loose in that area. It will invoke NATO having to enter into war against Russia, Syria, Iran, and China. There will be multiple attacks all over the world. There will be actual military clashes in the South Sea of China, the Korean Peninsula, in Eastern Europe, the Ukraine, the Baltic states, in the Middle East, in Africa, at Djibouti, in other strategical places within Africa, and right here in the United States. All of this will go off in a succession of motion. These attacks, there is no pulling back from this now. There's absolutely no way to pull this back now. I anticipate, and they're not going to tell you this here in the States. They haven't been informing you about all of these things anyhow. This is definitely going. So now, here's the thing that's so important about this. When Israel, with their militarily hyper-ADD response to everything, they're definitely going to have a preemptive attack here. And I would not be surprised if they use tactical nukes in Syria at T4 and other places. Because Israel, in their overall estimation, they can't afford one missile striking Tel Aviv or any major city inside of Israel. Israel will go nuclear right away. So what is here to substantiate and validate all of this? Both sides have already put this out. Israel is telling you that they're about to do a preemptive strike, and then they're going to come back and say, this is why we had to do it. Says the U.S., and remember what Israel said, the article I put, Israel said that the U.S. overall strike on Syria was insufficient and ineffective in deterring chemical weapons use by the Syrian government. Basically, that wasn't enough. They took the Bolden side of it all. So you know what John Bolden did? John Bolden called Israel. Netanyahu, in my opinion, said, go, do it. Since they didn't want to listen to us, this is how you bring us in. We told the Defense Secretary Mattis and Dunsford that this was the case. They know the intel and everything else, and they wanted to ignore it. Now make it happen. So then now we can say that the U.S. gave a just a little hand slap. We wanted to give Syria, and remember what they said. Remember all of the wordage that they used. They said a sustained attack on Syria if they use chemical weapons. But that was how they're going to get back in. And remember, the U.S. has already had an invasion of Syria. They have military personnel on the ground there. An invading force that's there. And Syria played it smart. They waited until they got everything that they needed. Now they're going to be a coordinated efforts to get those out of there. And who's going to do that coordinated effort with Syria? It ain't going to be them by themselves.
Hey,
it's going to be backed by Iran, Russia. And then now, Iran and China already signed an agreement, a military agreement, back in 2014 to defend each other. So when Israel has a preemptive attack and they use a tactical nuke, and believe me, they'll use a tactical nuke on Tehran immediately. They get hit with a significant missile attack, and they have any Israeli citizens' lives, and they're going to have their whole. They're going to declare war right away. And if they declare war, and they're going to declare war by a preemptive attack, just by Iran doing this, Israel is already proclaiming that they're declaring war. Not telling you about this here, because you're the trap, you're the bait for this whole thing. And this is going to implode in a very rapid succession. The war will start, the bombs will fly, and before they hit, the banks and credit cards will go bloop. Cyber attack.
Dave, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I want to back up a second on the chemical weapons. Syria dismantled its chemical weapons program, and whenever, just like Gaddafi did. So whenever they dismantle that, the international community is involved in verifying all of that. So, but then all of a sudden, the U.S. want to claim that in its latest bombing that, they targeted and took out their capabilities. So how are they going to use that as an excuse in the future if you took out they you know, labs at different three different sites? And then if you had that intelligence when the inspectors were in there the last time, why didn't they go to those sites?
Right.
This if you put the pieces together, they don't add up.
No, they sure don't, Scotty. Absolutely, and Scotty's absolutely right. And then today, Russia announced that they found a chemical lab that was being used in Syria. And guess who they said was using it? The overall forces, the militant forces that were backed by the U.S. And what did Russia do? Did they blow it up? Did they bomb it? No. Chemical weapons. There were real chemical weapons there. Can't bomb that.
My guess is they're going to those inspectors that's in there now, that Syria and Russia called for, that's in there now. The Russians probably going to let them inspect that. But again, what sense did it make for you to accuse somebody of using chemical weapons and then destroy the evidence yourself?
Yep.
That ain't make no sense.
Yep. None whatsoever. Because, exactly, Scotty, and I'm going to tell you, once Israel attacks Syria and Iran in Syria, those inspectors and all those mean nothing. And believe me, their planes and their hotels and everything else, they will be taken into custody. All their evidence will be taken. If they know too much, they'll be silent by what? They'll put them into the long sleep. They'll put them into the long sleep. As soon as this war starts, all of those investigations, null and void. But years later, it'll come out that those investigators found this out and found that out. This is why yesterday I gave you all of the false flags for the wars that the U.S. had entered. And excuse anyone, if you hear any snoring in the background, my buddy happened to come into studio and he snores real loud. So just excuse. Yeah, he's out snoring. So, hey, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. So inside of Tando Radio Show, I posted where Russia had found a chemical site, and they're trying to get all this they're doing it strategically, even though I know that all of these governments are in one fraternal order, but we need to see the lies that this being played out here. We are seeing the overall global sovereign government theatrical play to death camps, concentration camps, and the overall theater of war environment that they're going to put on every person here on this planet. Because this war is going to be like World War One and World War Two on steroids in different ways. Every person on this planet will be adversely affected at some point in time. There will be no garrison areas. Garrison areas means you're out of a war zone. There will be none, because the cyber attacks will eliminate that. Absolutely eliminate that. So this is really a situation, and I posted that article from Jerusalem Post there so that you could see it and read it for yourself. Israel has just made its case that why it's going to attack, and it can't turn around now, and it's going to definitely attack. And once they do, that draws the U.S. and its military and all of its young people within the age range of being able to serve, that draws them into the war. And I hate to say it, yeah, young people here will really be marching for their lives, but not the kind of march that was fraudulently put together in Washington. They're going to be marching for their lives and running in military confrontation overseas. And they're going to get left over there, because they're going to get stranded. The U.S. will not win this overall engagement. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, have a comment, have a question, definitely give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. What does that tell you to do? You need to definitely be prepared for this. Just because CNN stopped coverage don't mean it's over. It's actually reached a point of no return a while ago. And when I mean a while ago, it was actually back in 2014 when celebrity figurehead President Obama, when they was going to use this same scenario. It actually happened way before then. This has been in the making for a while. So you need to be well aware of that, and do not stop in your overall preparation efforts. Because thank goodness we're getting this time, because every moment that you have is an opportunity to secure assets that are going to give you opportunity to be as adversely affected. And not only that, in war there's always great wealth transfers, so that this time the wealth transfer won't go from you. You'll actually be able to control and facilitate how the transfer of wealth moves. And that requires you to be prepared before the overall engagements, before the announcements of war. Once there is an announcement of war, all is off the table. A declaration of war simply means this, ladies and gentlemen, that civilians are now the primary targets of whatever the respective nations are. That civilians are now the primary targets. And that is definitely unfolding. And by the time it happens here, you'll see how many people are ill-prepared, unaware. Oh, yeah, they heard about Syria just a little bit over this weekend when it was on the news, and then they turned from that and said, why are they doing that? And then turned from it. and everything else have no clue. And those individuals are going to be force multipliers in this overall ritual of war practice. They are going to make the situation here and everywhere else so difficult. But where you are is what really, really matters. And the individuals around you and the people around you and the company that you keep is going to be significant. This is where you need to put your first world problems away, because you're about to go into a third world war where the U.S. will come out as a fifth world rated country. So whatever relationship problems that you've brokered, maintained, who you don't like and who don't like you, man, you better kill all of that stuff and have collective prudence. It ain't really worth it. We're going to have to bond together as individually, as families, and definitely as a community. And I'm going to tell you, there are other communities that are far more prepared for this and have been preparing for this for a while. And there are other communities that think that they have a lot of wealth right now, and all of that is going to be removed in a push of a keyboard button. Initiate virus. Boop. There it goes. Their wealth has just been wiped out, because it wasn't based in anything that had real intrinsic value. So, listen, getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, if you have a question or comment, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Listening to Tando Radio Show. When we come back, we need to pick up on a little more on this and what this definitely means. We'd like to hear from you on some of the things that you're going to be preparing for. Then we're going to get in also into the overall false flags that this U.S. government has been involved in, so that you know that this is really, really serious and how this works out and how the military controls this nation. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. So I just wanted, in the first hour, we were talking about how Israel has now basically unofficially have announced declared war on Iran, Syria, and Russia as well. And this is where they're going to get smacked down. And it is going to be nothing nice. You know, Israel really don't have a shot at all. As small as they are, have no shot. They've always had to prevent people from striking back at them, because in one strike, it's over. If it's a significant enough strike, because of how small that overall occupied territory is. And this is why over the weekend they were trying to tell Israeli citizens to move towards bunkers and everything else. Could you imagine Tel Aviv and one other major Israeli city hit? The overall response and overflow into that situation is going to be nuclear. Things is going to come, it's going to rapidly deteriorate. Rapidly. And they are definitely, in my opinion, Israel will definitely use tactical nukes and nukes itself immediately, right away, to deter any further engagement. And that's only going to move and propel the overall war, because their overall delivery methods of those nukes, I think, is going to be compromised. Meaning, Russia will intervene. Oh, boy. This is one of the things. Now that's a fire, as Eddie Murphy said. Now that's a fire. So here we are. So do your research, prepare yourself, your family, and the community members. And I just want to say, for those of you that started the prepping groups out of Atlanta, my man Rio, please get in contact with Robert and VP and Jada. You all get together. Please, definitely do that. All of you that have established your preparedness groups, definitely have your own meetings now. Have your own meetings and to start to put together some of the things that you may want to get and have some coordination among yourselves, because that's who you're going to have to rely on wherever you are. For those of you that have done that, start and get going in things now. Okay? You're going to need it. All right, so see, okay, cool. No callers in queue. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, you got a question or comment, give us a call, 704-802-5056. So now, what I want to do is I want to pick up where we left off. I'm not on the board right now, so I won't be able to see you in queue if you have a question or comment. If I don't hear you, just say, excuse me, and we'll jump you in. We're going to pick up from yesterday. The false flags, the Iraq War in 1990 is where we need to pick up. At the onset of Operation Desert Storm in 1990, a public relations firm by the name of Hill and Knowlton spent millions of dollars on the U.S. government's behalf, constructing new pieces that would sell the war to the American public. False flag. Once the most moving hoax to come from this push to the war was the testimony, remember this one, of a 15-year-old Kuwaiti girl known only by her nurse first name, Naira. In the video testimony that was later distributed to the media, she proclaimed that Iraqi soldiers killed babies in incubators at a hospital. I volunteered at the Al-Bad Hospital. While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come in to the hospital with guns and go into the rooms where babies were in their incubators. Naira said, they took the babies out of the incubators, took the incubators, and left the babies on the cold floor to die. Sounds horrible, right? Well, lucky it never happened. This was a fabricated event designed to dehumanize the Iraqi people in the eyes of the American public. The whole thing was exposed when journalists discovers that the witness, Naira, was actually the daughter of a U.S. ambassador who was being coached by military psychiatrist, an operations specialist. In addition to this false testimony, the U.S. government has also showed Saudi Arabia fake satellite images that depict Iraqi troops amassing on their borders. Satellite images of troops amassing on the border for an attack? Wonder where they got that from. Maybe Mossad? That's what they did here? I remember when that young girl said that that's what the Iraqi soldiers did. And I knew right away, and I was in the military at that time. I was in the Marine Corps at that time. I knew that that young lady was lying through her teeth. And they played that on Cerebrally Naive Network. They played that on Nothing But Criminals Network, known as NBC. They played that on American Best Criminals, ABCs. They played that on the criminal broadcast station, CBS. They played that on all of those over and over and over again. And that's how they were able to coerce the overall interjection into Iraq in 1990. Next, false flag. But the key here is, remember those satellite images? I bet you there's a lot of false satellite images, because all they got to do is show me state, show me pictures, show it on TV, and I'll believe you. Boy, we've turned off what the great Creator has given us to be able to distinguish when someone is lying, when someone is using manipulative tactics to deceive you. We are not able to discern anymore because we've turned that spiritual sense off. There's more than just the five senses. Of the five senses that's actually taught to us, those are the weaker ones. Those are the ones that are always moved by emotion. Don't believe your lying eyes. Especially when you've been taught to only have the vision of your master. So, that was what happened in Iraq in 1990. Then again, in Iraq, 2003 to present. Emails that were declassified in 2015 paint a much different picture of the Bush administration's invasion of Iraq that led to the public to believe a memo drafted by the U.S. Embassy in London revealed how the Bush administration used spies in the British Labour Party to help shape British public opinion in favor of the war prior to the U.S. invasion. In the weeks leading up to the invasion of Iraq, the Bush administration inundated American airwaves with asserted rings from Saddam Hussein's connection to al-Qaeda. Colin Powers' badly flawed claims that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Y'all remember that? I remember Powell at the UN, and they had to use Powell because Powell was a black man that white folks respected and thought he was an honest individual. But you forgot something. He was a general when he was the Secretary of State. See, if you play by their rules, they will rule you. Colin Powell knew he was lying, that they had weapons of mass destruction. When he was at the UN and giving that testimony, I said, man, this man is bold-faced lying the whole way through, just like they lie right now. You knew that there wasn't no weapons of mass destruction there. And I've had friends that have been adversely affected by that for life and lost many of them because of those lies. So I ask you, if you know that this government has been lying since you've been born and even affecting you adversely before you were born, why do we have the blind faith to continue to engage ourselves in all of their scheduled events? We want you to vote in this presidential thing. We want you to do this. We want you to do that. They're lying, they're lying, they're lying. That means that you're a liar too. I hate when people talk to me and they talk about the United States and they say we. First thing I said to them, so you need to give me my reparations, fool. Since you're talking about we. Because you and your we have colonized and under acts of violence have stolen what was not yours. Just the truth. Next, the article continues. After invading a sovereign foreign nation, President Bush blatantly lied to the American public when news came to light that there were, in fact, no weapons of mass destruction. He simply accused everyone who criticized him of attempting to reverse history. Excuse me, to revise history. During his presidency, while giving a speech about the very same issue, Bush said this nation acted to a threat from a dictator of Iraq. Now there are some who would like to rewrite history. Revisionist history is what I like to call them. But I'm going to tell you about 2003. They had to have 9/11 in order to have 2003. And there's some people that still believe that what happened with the story of what they told you has happened in New York, there are people walking around here naively, foolishly, and jackassishly, asshats, walking around believing that story to this day. And I call them that because that type of energy is what got is getting us what we got now. And what the hell is going to be coming from that? This
hey, brother.
Is deceiving the people to get your demonic agenda across. I hear my good brother and good friend, let me see, make sure, Brother Davis is
always good. Always good. Though.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend. Excuse me, Brother Davis, for the choice words that I use today in today's show and all of our listeners as well. But I just wanted to express, as you know, Brother Davis, from the different false flags that have adversely affected you and your friends and your peers, and how it's, you know, how it's actually brought about a malevolent agenda that was so unnecessary. But Brother Davis is more tempered than I am, because Brother Davis has seen much more than I have. But so when Brother Davis is on, I just say, Brother, excuse me for my choice of words. But Brother Davis, what say you?
Yeah, my brother, you got a dynamic show as usual, and a lot of the things that you're saying have not only happened and come to pass, but some are to be. I wanted to give a heads up tonight on tomorrow night's show, because I know a lot of you may have overlooked this, but being one who is attached to the spiritual nature of the universe, I got to bring to your attention that we are entering the Feast of Moloch, which starts on Thursday, April 19th. Will run 13 days of to May 1st. Now, for those of you who don't know what the Feast of Moloch is about, it is to celebrate the evil that has begotten the world. You have to understand they're bold now. They got a statue of Baal that they put up every year in California during this festival. It's called the Festival of the Sacrifice of Blood. And what they do is, during this period of time, there are more children missing all over the country and the world than at any other time. Why? Because child sacrifice is a part of what they do. And the sad part about that is that there are so many people so oblivious that all of a sudden they turn around and their child is gone. This is happening all over. And please, believe me, your child is as precious to you as it is to me, because we can't afford to lose none of our children. So tomorrow night's show, I'm going to give you a little insight into these secret evils. And I'm going to tell you why they have established them. And the reason why they have established them has a lot to do with you, sadly enough. But in reality, I've always said, if you believe you can achieve the impossible, then the impossible becomes possible. So, Mr. Brother Davis, I'll be looking at you for tomorrow night show. Please come with pencils and paper, because when you write down the different points of interest, then you can do your own research and get your own revelation, which will actually transform you to a greater level of knowledge. So this is Brother Davis, and I thank you for the time, Brother Dave. Once again, you're doing it, man, and I'm going to get back in the room and just listen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tomorrow's show, Wise Wednesday, with Brother Davis. Come with your paper and pencil and questions. You're definitely going to need to ask. And because this is our time to get as prepared as we possibly can. And, you know, I'm glad Brother Davis talked about that, the Feast of Moloch, because actually Israel is saying that Iran is planning this overall attack on Thursday, and they may preemptively attack them before that on Thursday. Another coincidence, an agenda. I didn't know that Feast of Moloch was this April the 19th, this Thursday. Now it makes all of the sense in the world. It's the ritual practice. So definitely tune in tomorrow for tomorrow night's show with Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. So, wow. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. So here we go. So now, War on Terror, from 2001 to present. And if you notice, the Iraqi wars from 2003 to present. These are the longest confrontations that the U.S. has ever been in. And this is how wars start, ladies and gentlemen. They start and they take years and years and years and years to build before the whole world is ignited in it. That's the process. How many people do you think lost their lives in Iran and Iraq? Millions. How many people you think lost their lives in Syria? Innocent people. Millions. How many will lose their lives at the different conflict points throughout the world? Billions. It's their plan. How do you get to billions? You first move into millions. Then you move into hundreds of millions. Then you get your way into billions. The overall plan and objective, if we allow this to happen, if we idly stand by and just watch it and not move the energy in a more profound direction, it is all on us. All we have to do is say no and not give energy to it. Here we go. War on Terror from 2000 to present. Now the United States and its allies are exporting their wars of terror across the globe in the name of fighting terrorism, which in itself, then I would like to ask the U.S., then why aren't you bombing your own selves? Why aren't you putting yourself on the overall axis of evil? Because you are the only ones that have ever engaged and used two nuclear devices on innocent women, children, that had nothing to do with the overall declaration of war. You dropped two nuclear devices, two weapons of mass destruction. You're the only ones to have done that in history as of now, in modern day history. You're the only ones. You're the only ones that have engaged in weapons of mass destruction. You are the greatest purveyor of evil and murder. These are political serial killers we're talking about. They have, there was no other country that has. Oh, but there will be some soon. And in my estimation, Israel will be the next one. Then the U.S. will be on it. Russia will be on it. China will be on it. Iran will be on it. North Korea will be on that list. And many other countries. I do think that Saudi Arabia has them as well. I think many countries have them. France will use them. Germany will use them. And Germany will use them in their alliance with Russia and China. Oh, Germany's gone. Germany's going to Russia and China side, y'all. Don't think they not. But let me get back to this. Now, the United States military and its allies exporting their wars and terrors across the globe in the name of fighting terrorism. Most of the wars are also justified with propaganda and lies. Not just most of them, all of them are. In the early days of the War on Terror, governments were caught staging fake terrorist attacks in an attempt to get funding from the West forces. Six innocent Pakistani immigrants were accused of being terrorists and killed in incidents. In 2001, the U.S. Media spent weeks circulating the idea of anthrax attacks that were being carried out by the Arab connections with Afghanistan, and they themselves were actually receiving compensation from the U.S. government from that. When in reality, it was a government scientist behind the attacks, a U.S. government scientist behind the attacks, at the behest of their overall controllers. In 2005, former Department of Justice lawyer John Young suggests that the U.S. should create a false terrorist organization to give the military an excuse to attack places where they believe real terrorists might be hiding. This is how they do business. You said this. Our intelligence agency needs to create a false terrorist organization. Our intelligence agency create a false terrorist organization. Can you say ISIS? Can you say FSA, Free Syrian Army? Can you say Dashel? Can you say this and that, all these other people that just be popping up? I mean, there's so many people popping up, I don't even know who's this? But I know where they got paid from. Don't need to ask who they are. Deal with them accordingly. So our intelligence agency create a false terrorist organization. You said it could have its own website, recruitment center, training camps, and fundraising operations. It could launch false terrorist operations and claim credit for real terrorist strikes, helping to sow confusion within Al-Qaeda's ranks, causing operatives to doubt each other identities and to question the validity of communications. That's why I said, who's this? Who's all these new people? What you said here is exactly what happened. This is what ISIS and Al-Qaeda was all about. Where did they all come from? Mossad, the U.S., and all of its allies, the French, and everybody else that was involved. Hear what he said? Give them their own website. Is got that website. That's what I like to call them, Is. They don't need to even be confused with the ancient ISIS. Is has his own website, his own recruitment center, his own training facility, his own fundraising operations. Exactly what he said in that email. It was right there. Well, it wasn't an email, but what he just suggested and what his quote was. It's right there. That's what they did. Here it goes. In 2005, Israeli soldiers admitting to throwing stones at other Israeli soldiers so they could blame it on Palestinians to justify the use of violent force against protesters. This is what the evilness breeds. And I'm going to tell you, this was probably some idiot nationalist individuals that said, hey, we could do this and get away with it, because that's what this is what this system breeds. It breeds insanity. Don't get mad at these individuals. That same crap happens here. We do the exact same thing. We allow the instigation of things because we think we can get away with it in all types of forms and fashions. This is just a blatant one, but everything, the subtle ones are more destructive than the blatant ones. In an incident that came to be known as the, let me move this down, Lavon Affair in 1954, undercover Israeli agents set off bombs against U.S. and British targets, hoping that the attacks would be blamed on local rebels. Luckily, they were caught, and the plot was exposed. Who caught them, and how would that, once they got caught, then the overall system had to say, no, it wasn't us. This is called clandestine. You get caught, you on your own. And fools sign up for that. Okay, I'll do it. How could you be a patriot? I mean, people rather be patriots and then go and murder someone that you know that's trying to bring peace and stability, such as Robert Marley, Bob Marley, and you go put a tack, a cancerous tack in this shoe. You had the audacity to say that you liked him, but you had to follow your orders and do what was best for the country. How do you get people to be so blindly naive and stupid? Starts with schools. Starts with school. It starts with propaganda. It starts with lie. It starts with you're better than them. This person is better than you. They hate you, so you need to defend yourself from them. And both sides are getting all sides against each other. And those that are controlling are smacking everybody and saying, hey, he just smacks you or she just smacks you, and you believe it. Because we're too lazy to think. Thinking ain't profitable. Obeying gets you paid. Gets you paid a slave's wage. Article goes on. This long track record of deception is important to consider as the U.S. military is beating the war drums again, this time in Syria, where they've also been a long list of false attacks at the hands of Western powers. Starting all the way back in 1957, politicians in the U.S. and the U.K. developed a plot to train Islamic extremists to carry out false flags attacks to push for regime change in Syria. Now, decades later, history is repeating itself the same in the same part of the world, as regime change in Syria is back on the agenda again, and Western powers are following the same playbook. That's what they always do. That's why history is so important. The truth. Don't read their history.
Breaking news.
Someone said something.
I said breaking news.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Famed war reporter Robert Fisk reaches Syrian chemical attack site, concludes they were not gassed. Robert Fisk's bombshell firsthand account for the UK Independent runs contrary to nearly every claim circulating in major international press concerning what happened just over a week ago on April the 7th in an embattled suburb outside Damascus. Not only has the veteran British journalist found no evidence of a mass chemical attack, but he's encountered multiple local eyewitnesses who experienced the chaos of that night, but who say the gas attack never happened. That's in the Net Press News. I'll publish it or post it to BTR community.
There it is. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation in the last 30 minutes of the show, please do that. Give us a call. 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Before we go further into the show, if you would like to Before we go further into the show, I definitely would want to say to you all, please continue to, in your preparations, just because it's not on Cerebrally Naive Network and all this, everything else, these events are unfolding and they're not going to stop. And I don't want you to be caught flat-footed for the knockout punch, okay? So, you know, you can see that all of this is building. It's here. It's really the actual agenda. So just make sure that you and your family are as prepared for this as you possibly can be. Whatever it is that you can't possibly do, then don't worry about that. Do what it is. Focus your energy on what you can do. There's no time to be spazzing out. There's no time to give up as well. What it is time to do is to be reasonable and prudent with all of the talents that the great Creator gave you so that you can respond to anything accordingly. And you'll be fine, and you will do just well. Okay, and make sure, try to get in some form of shape, everyone, so that will do you some good as well. And I said that for my buddy that's in studio with me. He's a little out of shape. My dog is wearing him out. So please make sure that you are try to get in some form of shape. That will help you. And there is no reason to be scared. It's definitely reasons to be prepared, and you'll do perfectly well. You'll be able to see things unfold, and the key to this is that you'll know what to do when things happen because you can see them coming before they happen. There are people that won't even know what to do, have no clue, and get caught surprised by this, and then they're going to come up with what they need to do. Really? You didn't even see this coming. And then now all of a sudden, you know what to do? Come on. You are going to have to be, as Brother Davis always says, you're going to have to be the overall coordinators and generals of where you are. For you, your family, and the overall community at large. We got my man Jenna in queue. What say you, Jenna? Welcome to Tando Radio Show.
Hey, greetings, Dave, to you, all of the callers, Brother Scott. Very appreciative for everything that y'all do. I wanted to make a quick senseless plug. Tonight we will not be doing real life on the 423 number. We will be doing it on the same number that they called in to check you out tonight on BTR. On Black Talk Radio. You can listen to it on Black Talk Radio, the stream, whether you're doing it on TuneIn or whatever avenue you're using to listen to the show. Just wanted to throw that in there real quick for those who didn't catch the change for tonight. Shout out to you, Brother Scott, for helping us out with that. In shape, that was nice that you mentioned that, because we have to get in shape mentally also. A lot of us do certain things when we're not at home, and sometimes when we're at home, depending on the people that we're engaging. These are all things that we have to take into consideration for what's getting ready to happen. You always say, when things get bad, people turn feral. Now, this could be your best friend, neighbors, people that you trusted at work. All of these things will change. And if we're still operating on that same frequency that we have been, then we will get ran down. And when I say ran down, this is not a metaphor. I mean, you will get hunted down, whether somebody has a gun or a machete or a knife. Or, where I come from, people have been beaten to death with bare hands. So all of these things come into play, and if we're not psychologically ready for these type of events, then we're doing a disservice to ourselves. So I wanted to just throw that out there real quick, and I know you speak about this all the time, but I have not heard you say it in that blunt of a statement. So I wanted to throw that out real quick, and for those who are wondering, tonight's show will be the mask that you wear. We're going to talk about that. So if you want to join in with us, 9 o'clock tonight, call in to Black Talk Radio Network, and voice your opinion. Thank you for your time, Dave. Enjoying the show, and I will mute myself and continue to enjoy.
My man, Jenna. Yes, definitely. Check out Jenna and Roz tonight. Call-in number, same as ours, 704-802-5056, 9 o'clock tonight. So definitely engage in that. And to what Jenna was saying, Jerry was talking about, was the mental, being in mental shape. Yes, there's, and Brother Davis always talks about the mental shape that we always need to be in the spiritual shape that we always need to be in. That's very, very, very important. And because there are a lot of things there, I'm going to tell you, we can prepare for what's going to happen, but believe me, regardless of how prepared you are going to be for it, you're not ready. And we're generally not ready, and we're going to have to adjust to it. And one of the great things about the relentless human spirit is that it is able to adjust to things. And I would ask that your adjustment be a benevolent adjustment and a righteous based in truth so that this can never happen. Don't just solve the immediate threat that's in front of you. Solve the threats that are going to be put out and laid out now for those that you have yet not named. Let this be the generation. Let you be a part of the overall generational move of all of mankind and the species, in our living species, to finally say, no, we don't want to be a class zero society or a class minus one society. We're going to elevate this beyond this, and you don't need a government to do it. What you need is collective prudence. You need each other to do it. That's what's needed, and that's really what's called for. So please engage in that. And I think we got another caller. I think Brother Thomas wanted to chime back in. Go ahead, Thomas. Did you want to chime back in?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring out another point, because when Brother Wise, he tied everything into this festival. And in Israel...
That was our Brother Davis.
When you look at who's in Israel, what's headquartered there, well, it's the headquarters of the most powerful branch of the Catholic Church, the Jesuits, and they've notoriously going around the world trying to make everything in that Bible really happen in real life, you know, make the places real, make things real. So in the Bible, they talk about dropping bombs on Damascus or an invasion of Damascus. But also inside of Israel is Armageddon. And also in the Bible, that's the last war of, you know, God and evil, good and evil is in Armageddon. So it sounds to me, with Israel really being, the aggressors, it's sounding like, you know, they're trying to set the stage to make these things true, to make these wars and things happen that are biblical, that aren't real, but of course, you know, they're going to make it real. And it just keeps ringing in my head, that verse about Damascus, and then also knowing that when I found one day that Armageddon is a real place on the map, you know, in Israel, I just, mm-hmm. you know, just... it just tingles me, like, man, this is crazy that they're the ones being really, in my opinion, the most aggressive of the all of them, even though the U.S. did drop their little duds. But Israel, you know, started it, in my opinion.
Yeah, Thomas, that's how governments rule. And but Thomas talking about the Jesuits is known as the overall clandestine in the military branch. And the assassin branch of the Roman Catholic Church, the real decision makers within that overall fraternal order that has a city state that they control, known as the Vatican City. And definitely, you know, it's really not prophecy when you play out what's there. It's really just the playbook. Really just the playbook. So have to be aware of many, many things. So great points, Brother T. And it's all apart. And these decisions have to be sought out by each of us. So we got to be careful about, you know, these things, because if you know something about, if you know the truth about, there's no coincidence that they had this overall lust for little boys and their little pedophilia rings and circles and everything else. But not only that, they had other things. The overall need for war and to enrich themselves. How do you become the greatest landowners in the world or controllers in the world? You do it by war. You do it by donation, blood donation. So it's a lot that's there in held there. So listen, everyone. So please don't think that everything is fine now, because it's actually far, far worse. It's when it gets quiet before the storm really comes. It's like a hurricane. You can start in the first bands of the first winds and everything else, and then you get blasted by the hurricane. And then there's, as the eye comes over you, it's calm, quiet, tranquil, beautiful. Blue skies, birds, all trapped and caught in the eye because they try to stay in the eye. The birds fly in the eye. They all in there and everything else because they want to stay in the area that's not tumultuous. And then boom, the other side of the hurricane comes, the storm comes. So make sure that you are thoroughly prepared. And I just want to say, as we move into this, you really think about it, that how the military really does control so much of what we've been taught in this country. It's a great article, and I'm going to start it for the last part of the show. And it was from Strategic Culture. I posted this a while ago, How the Military Controls America. Just want to read you a couple of things. I want you to really think about this. Unlike corporations to sell to customers, Lockheed Martin and other top contractors to the United States government are highly, if not totally, dependent upon sales to the government. They only have one client for their profits, especially the sales to their own governments, which they control. They control their home market, which is the U.S. government. They also use it to sell to its allied governments, all of which foreign governments constitute the export market for their products and services. These corporations control the U.S. government, and they control NATO. And here is how they do it, which is essential to understand in order to be able to make a reasonable sense of American foreign policy, such as which nations are allies of the U.S. government, such as Saudi Arabia and Israel, and which nations are its enemies, such as Libya and Syria. And are these presumably suitable for Americas to invade or otherwise to overthrow by means of a coup? First, the nations, heads of states, become demonized. Then the invasion or coup happens, and that's it. And here's how. Because, let me move this down, because America, unlike Russia, privatized the weapons industry and even privatized to mercenaries such of its battlefield killing and dying machines. There are in America profits for inventions to make in invasions and in military occupations of foreign countries. And the billionaires who control these corporations can do and what they can do. And from their financial purposes, they must buy Congress and the president. So as to keep those profits flowing to themselves, And these, one of the keys was that they said these billionaires control. Billionaires control things. They don't own nothing. Goes on. That's the nature of the war business. Since its markets are governments, but not those governments that are against it and the ones that they want to overthrow and to replace, the foreign governments that are to be overthrown are not markets, but are instead targets. The bloodshed and misery goes to those unfortunate lands. But if you control these corporations, then you need these invasions and occupations and occupations so that you can have certain profits from the victims that you are targeting, who, unlike those profits, are irrelevant to your business. In fact, the exact contrary. Killing people and destroying buildings, example, are what you are selling. That's what your business is. As a billionaire with a controlling interest in one of the top 100 contractors to the U.S. government, they are selling to you your own government interests. And to all of the other governments that your countries cooperate with through propaganda will be characterized, and those that don't will be your enemies. Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, etc. are definitely not to be allies, such as being characterized by these corporations as foreign markets. Saudi Arabia, the EU, NATO, Israel, and in fact are regarded as your biggest foreign markets, meaning your biggest buyers. So your buyers become your allies, while those that don't buy from you become your enemies. This is just one of the ways that the U.S. military controls America. And I want is the article is much lengthier. We'll go through it. But it's very, very important that we stop to look at things for what they really are and not for what they appear to be. Don't look at the makeup. Don't look at the great technique of the makeup artist. You have to look at the makeup artist for what the makeup artist is. The makeup artist is the hider of deceptions, the hider of lies, the hider of flaws, character flaws, objective flaws. The makeup artist is what goes on TV, what gets propagandized and pushed out before you. If they say it, it's a lie. Knowing that there is a measure of truth in it that they're trying to use in a deceptive manner to substantiate and validate the objective. It's known as the method. And everything that we've been taught was that we are always supposed to believe the lie and never question the deception. But more importantly, for us never not to give energy to that whole process. You have to be counted. Have to be accounted for. You have to account to. That means that you have to participate. The moment we stop participating is the moment that wars end. The moment that we start to control resources within the universal ecosystem of cooperation, the moment that famine, poverty is forever forgotten and prosperity is restored. There is no pearly gates that this system wants to lead you to. It's not. They want to lead you to their altar of voting, their altar of participating, their altar of obeying. Because that's the great sacrifice. And from that sacrifice, they maintain control. That is in God we trust. Not the same as what you think. Not at all. The symbols, the idolatry, the ritual practice is all right there on that bill when it says in God we trust. Who they talking about? And who's the we? So, definitely got to get out of here. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. If before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind, my good brother, to chime us out of here. Greatly appreciate you. You all please continue to prepare yourself, because I definitely think that there is going to be a surprise one morning here, particularly on the weekend, that will totally turn the tables. So much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind, we'll talk to you later. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, 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 Brother Braggs. Peace.
All right.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.